Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. We carry the largest in-stock selection of Hunter ceiling fans. They provide consistent comfort all year round and also help reduce energy costs. Right now, save big on Hunter ceiling fans when you shop at Menards. View our entire selection of Hunter ceiling fans today on Menards.com. Plus, our weekly flyer with plenty more great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
What would you do in a zombie apocalypse?
Just like immediately surrender. Like Hunger Games, you know how when you like rise up and you're about to like jump off the platform to swim to the cornucopia?
Yeah.
And then it blows up if you jump off early. I'm jumping off early.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like take me out. I don't have the energy to fight.
I'm a hider.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I'm also, like I said, I think I could maybe befriend them. What is that called? Crohn's disease? Prisoner's disease?
Stockholm syndrome?
Stockholm syndrome. That's what I'd be really good at that. I honestly think I could convince the zombies, hey man, I'm quick. I can go get.
That's not even what Stockholm syndrome is though. Stockholm syndrome is it when you're abducted and you fall in love with your kidnapper. So I'm actually not sure at all what you're referring to. That Stanford, could possibly be related to Crohn's disease.
The Stanford experiment.
No. How old do you think the youngest person to go through menopause was?
You think that's happening to you?
I genuinely am curious because of the hot flashes.
50, 45 and 55.
But who's the youngest? Can you go through menopause in your 20s? Starts for most people in their late 40s. I know, but what's the premature menopause begins before the age of 40 and can sometimes happen in your 20s. I think that's what's been happening to me this week because I am like hot flashes. Grumpy, grumpy, grumpy.
Okay.
Like claustrophobic in my own body. Like I don't even want to like be in my shoes. Like there, I feel.
You're taking
like,
your shoes off?
Can I?
I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just like kind of loosen them at least.
Okay. Just, if it like, helps with your.
Everything is feeling so tight.
If your premature menopause will kind of lay off, so we can record for a little bit. I think take off your shoes.
Yeah, I think that could help. And just like I'm wearing like these cute little socks. So
yeah,
I have to
show them
just because of my menopause. No, you start.
Why am I sweating so much? Are you giving me hot flashes?
I'm telling you something. Our bodies are so in sync that you're going through menopause as well.
I can't. I do have too much to do to go through menopause right now.
You can, yeah, it sucks. Trust me. I know.
I'm going to freeze my sperm.
Well, because why? Because you're going through menopause?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably should. I should freeze my eggs while we're at
my
it.
My time is ticking.
We could go together.
I'd like to freeze my sperm.
And I'd like to freeze my eggs if you have time.
And keep them separate. Hey, guys. We are Brooke and Connor, and we're making a podcast today. And so I'm going out of town. We're pre-recording this episode so that we don't leave you hanging out to dry. And so for these next two episodes coming up, today we'll be doing a special mailbag episode. You guys wrote in questions, Q&A. I asked for social security numbers as a joke, and I got like a ton of them. So I had to delete my story pretty quick because I don't know the legalities that surround asking people publicly for their social security numbers. And how many people were willing to send in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 numbers.
Mm-hmm.
What I think that some people send in their actual thing just based on the
I feel confident they do. And just so you know, this episode is coming out in 2 weeks from the time that we're sitting here today.
Sitting here, yeah.
So anything that happens between now and then, none of our business.
It's none of our business.
None of our business. We're
so
not responsible.
So any current events,
yeah.
Consider us out of the loop.
Yeah.
Well, consider us in the loop in our own privately.
Privately in the loop.
Whatever happens to be Davidson.
In the comfort of our own homes. Private. Handling it privately.
Do you think anyone's going to die in the next 2 weeks?
I hope not. Let's just manifest no.
What if we go 2 weeks globally with no deaths because we manifested it?
I think
it's
incredibly possible with the power of the studio.
Elon Musk is going to shit his pants if we, population control wise, if... Oh, wait, no, he'd like that.
He would like if no one died?
Yeah, because he's worried that the population is rapidly declining. That's why he's having sex with all his employees.
Okay, got it. That's crystal clear.
Just to try to do his part.
Okay. We're going to be asking each other some questions.
Yeah.
You have questions on your phone.
Yep.
I have questions on my phone.
Yep.
And we can go back and forth and kind of see what happens.
Yeah, I just want to circle back to the social security number thing really quick.
Sure.
The thing about people sending me their social security number is that I'm pretty sure if I was at the airport and they were like, you can pay $1 for this Diet Pepsi in this vending machine, or you could type in your SSN, I think I would opt for the SSN.
If it was free with your SSN?
Yeah, do what you want with it.
True. Like, what's so important about it? Somebody could steal your identity, I guess.
No idea. Honestly, take my identity.
I know.
Give me a little break. Okay, well... You have to pay my parking tickets also if you steal my identity. Cause... Okay, well, so Brooke's earphones have gone out again.
No, but they're back. So it's
And they're back now.
I'm starting to think I'm hallucinating it.
You're hallucinating because of hearing?
It seemed to just be a minor blip.
So maybe it was a blip in the system.
Yeah, I think it was a blip in the system.
So anyways,
I think Elon is hacking into
Elon?
What's his name? Fuck, I'm... Because I only ever read it.
Did you
Elon.
Have breakfast?
Elon.
Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also just like don't know how to pronounce names.
That's okay.
Or words.
It's kind of none of your business.
What did I say? Elon? I'm thinking of like Alana.
Yeah.
Alana Musk.
Oh, and congrats. Oh, yeah. Congrats to Abby Jacobson.
Oh, yeah.
On her engagement.
I love Abby Jacobson of Broad City. She's engaged.
Okay. Well, anyways, let's
dive in. Can you go first?
Yeah, I'll go first.
Okay.
So we got a bunch of questions. They're in no order besides chronological, mm-hmm. I guess. So they are in an order. But I'm just going to start here.
I'm nervous a little bit.
Yeah, I'm nervous too, but I'm going to, I'm just going to start really easy.
Okay. Give me something like, what's your favorite movie?
Okay.
Or like just something like very simple to ease me in.
When is the last time Brooke and Connor have hooked up? Just going to ease you in. Are you going to be honest?
No.
Okay.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ready, guys? All right, you're up.
Okay. That one like made me sweat so bad.
That's okay. It's the menopause too, baby.
I know. I lost my
That's okay.
Okay.
And these might be a little rapid fire and they might
Okay. Fuck, marry, kill me, Cody, Noel.
You, Cody, Noel?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's hard.
Mm-hmm. And then I'll do it with you, Cody, and
right,
Noel.
Okay, totally. So this is good. That's so hard.
I know.
Because you're talking about all of our coworkers here.
And that kind of boss.
My boss.
Yeah.
And since we don't have an active HR personnel on set, I'll just opt to go very transparent. Who am I going to fuck out of the three of you?
Yeah.
That's kind of where I am.
Mm-hmm.
Can we not maybe do this one? I feel like this is not.
I feel like you have to, but you can give a reasoning that will kind of get you out of the hole. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to kill this person, but out of, like, respect for our friendship or something. Like, you know?
Totally.
Kind of like that.
So, it's just weird because, like, I do have to have sex with one of these three.
And I'm sure
you guys all seem to be great lovers.
Uh-huh.
So, I think...
You can kill me.
So,
out of respect for our career.
Well, I think that that one of them would rather die than have sex with me.
It would, and I feel like it would be Noelle.
So I have to kill Noelle. Now it's
out
not,
of
sorry,
out
no
of
offense.
Respect for him.
Out of respect for you,
respect
I'm looking out, and out of respect for the dynamic that we have in studio. So I have to kill Noelle, unfortunately. Although I feel like he may be a stallion in the sheets. I'll never know because he's
You'll
dead.
Never know.
So I have to. You know what? I'm gonna fuck you.
Oh
yeah. I am.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Yeah, because
you
Cody's kind of just got like a level. He's like a very good steady put together. Yeah. And
you don't feel that way about me.
Well, maybe I have to kill Kelsey.
No, she's not.
She's
in
not
it.
Involved. But if I'm gonna marry Cody, then
you assume her support.
Yeah. Okay. Then yeah, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. That's the answer.
Awesome. Yeah. I'm not gonna answer it.
So you are so awful. Okay. Here's one. How tall are both of you? That's a low hanging fruit.
This is one.
That's
I
a
know
softball pitch.
You're gonna lie,
Brooke. Okay. Here's the thing. When one of your friends lies, mm-hmm. Why do you feel the need to call them out? Right. Why don't you assume you never give your friends benefit of the doubt when they're lying? Brooke is not, by the way, if you guys are ever in a situation with Brooke, which has happened to me about 60 times, when you're going to actively lie with a straight face to benefit you, do not expect to get away with it because Brooke will correct you.
I can tell you exactly why I correct you.
And act like you are the most outlandish human for lying.
No, I'm not acting like you're outlandish. I correct you because your lies also affect the way I look.
Then you should learn how to lie.
I don't want to lie.
Learn when to lie.
No, I don't want to lie, and your lies affect me.
My lies have gotten me where I am right now.
That's fine. Okay. And I've also gotten you where you are right now with my partnership and love.
Learn.
So you can't, one cannot live while the other survives.
We could be hosting the VMAs right now if you would just learn how to lie and when to lie.
That has nothing to do with it.
Okay.
How tall are you?
6'4".
I don't even need to, no comment, because that's just like outlandish.
It's right there. We have it pulled up.
Yeah, okay.
That was when I played basketball in high school.
Okay, I'm 5'11". Then if you're 6'4", mathematically, because from the difference, if you're 6'4", mathematically, I'm like 5'6" or 5'7".
That's quite the leap from 5'6" to 5'11". Anyways, yeah, I'm 6'4", but I don't know how all of Brooke's questions have been turned on to me so far.
I kind of like this game.
Yeah, because you're just absolutely berating me on the right side of the...
Answer a question thoughtfully and truthfully, and I wouldn't have to.
No.
Then you know what's coming.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Okay. What are your thoughts on Halloween?
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Yeah. Thank you.
You know, so I grew up in Texas. I wasn't allowed to watch Harry Potter because my mom was convinced that there was black magic involved in that trilogy. And there was. They talk about black magic all the time. I don't think she really read the book.
Well, yeah, it's the whole point, kind of.
Yeah. The dark arts were a conversation probably in one of her spooky Bible study groups or something. But Halloween itself, she also convinced me that haunted houses could very easily result in my death because someone could be hiding in there with a real chainsaw.
Like a real murderer disguising himself.
Yeah, everyone would be like, oh, whoa, Connor's going along with it, but I'm really just being stabbed.
Right.
So I never really got to enjoy it.
That's the one like concern I think is fair about all the trepidation parents have with Halloween. Like the razor blades and the candy, that's like, come on. That's not going to happen to me. But I do think it's possible that I would.
Oh, it's
going
to happen to me. The way that
the razor blades,
Tootsie Rolls down my gullet.
You like Tootsie Rolls?
Oh hell yeah!
Ugh, that's like one candy I just cannot get on board with.
Why?
I don't. Ugh, they're just like.
It's just.
I don't like. You know what? I don't like candy. I like chocolate. The only kind of candy I really like is those Scandinavian swimmers from Trader Joe's.
Me too. Swedish.
But like, you give me Skittles and M&Ms, I'm picking M&Ms. I would never, ever pick a Skittle. Like, I would never willingly pick up a Skittle. Like, it's not disgusting, but it's like no purpose to me.
Okay. But Halloween, just in general?
I never got super...
I don't like the color orange. So I think that's probably...
Do you
brown.
Like dressing up and stuff?
Yeah, but I dress up like pretty much constantly.
Right, right.
So I don't really need a holiday for it.
See, I don't really care about the dressing up piece. I more care about like the seasonal October fall-y, like haunted hayride, haunted house piece of
you
Halloween.
Like functions.
Yeah, that I love.
And activities.
That yeah. I love. I don't care about dressing up. I don't care about Halloween parties. Trick-or-treating. Like,
I'll be
I
honest.
Loved trick-or-treating when I was a kid, but like now that does nothing for me. Like, I just love the vibe of Halloween in October.
I have two things to say.
Okay.
One, I just love being spooky in general.
Uh-huh.
You know?
I love spooky season.
I don't like scary. I like spooky. I cut it off at scary.
Well, how would you differentiate the two? Like, psychological thriller versus, like, gory?
No. I don't know.
Okay.
I like spooky because it's kind of fun. Scary is just like, why would you want to put yourself in a situation that genuinely scares you? Although I do like Misery Loves Company. I like being scared with my friends.
Yeah.
But I don't like just sitting in a movie theater watching a scary movie.
Secondly,
my parents' neighborhood growing up outlawed trick-or-treating because they were just like hateful people that just had huge sticks up their butts. And so we had to do trunk or treat, which is where all the parents would decorate their trunks of their cars. And then we went car to car.
Oh, whoa.
In the parking lot.
Weird.
Hell on earth.
Interesting.
Yeah. So what drove
that kind of
what
sucks.
Drove the teenagers to drink so early is you
is
started stripping away our rights.
Yeah. Yeah. That sucks. I'm sorry.
So
you
then
went
we
that.
Needed to go illegal.
Yeah.
We needed
How
to go
old were you?
Wait.
Okay.
I got to tell this Waiting. Story. Speaking of pushing us to drinking at 13. So 13 years old, first time I ever sipped alcohol.
That's pretty young.
Yeah. And it wasn't, we weren't
was
like.
Was that like typical of Texas?
Yeah. 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 Because like our parents would go to parties, have cocktails or whatever. And the kids would go to the same parties, but we just like, I guess we were playing tag or something. I don't really know what, I can't remember what we did. But my friends were always like older than me in the neighborhood. So I had friends that were like 2.5, 3 years older than me. And that's who I rolled with. And I was like 12, I think, actually. And they were 15.
That's crazy to me to think of.
11 or 12. I can't remember.
Okay,
so
it's getting younger every second.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Because we were really young. So none of us were... They weren't driving. We were driving...
Like you weren't
carts.
Even going through puberty.
No. And I remember they were like, we're going to take some beer. We're at the Miller's house down the street. And there's one of the dad fridge in the garage where like the dad had all of his Bud Light and stuff in the garage in his garage cooler or his garage fridge. And they were like, you're wearing a bumblebee costume. And it was a big fat bumblebee costume. I can probably find a picture of it actually. And they were like, so we have to stuff your bumblebee costume with the beers. And I was 12 and I was like, okay, let's do this. And so we went in the garage. They put 7 beers, Miller Lights or Bud Lights in my bumblebee costume, zipped it up, and we left, and I'm clonking through the house, like, squeezing my way through, and everyone's in normal costumes. I'm in a bumblebee costume because I'm a child. We get on the golf cart. We crack one beer open. They all take a sip. I take a sip. I'm wasted from a sip of beer.
Yeah.
Like, or it was in my head, but I remember
head,
being like...
That's, like, such a universal
oh my
experience.
Oh, God. I'm drunk. Yeah. This is cuckoo.
Yeah.
And then... I had a panic attack, my first one ever, I'm pretty sure. And I said, they're going to find out. And then I started scaring everybody else. I'm like, oh, crap, we got to get rid of them. We all lived on a lake. So we threw all the beers in the lake. And we're like, okay, phew. And the Millers lived on the lake. And then the beers started popping up in the lake because they float.
Oh,
and they were bobbing around.
And
I was like, they're going to wash up to the house. And so I pretended like I was sick so my parents would have to take me home so they wouldn't see the beers bobbing around the lake. But that was Halloween.
Wow.
I guess I don't care for Halloween.
I love the season. In summary, I love the season. I don't like going to Halloween parties and stuff and dressing up.
Okay.
I just love spookiness. Okay, wow. But I do think that's a universal experience of having one sip of beer.
Yeah.
For your first time and then just being like, I am
Do you remember the first time you drank?
Blacked. Yeah, I had one sip of beer in France when I was 16 and was like about to get on the next flight home. Because I was like, one, I'm an addict.
Yeah.
Two, like I'm so drunk, like I need my stomach pumped. And like they're going to send me home. And then it's just like, it's like the worst experience. That- and then I just like never drank after that because it was so bad.
Well, Rachel C. wrote in and actually said, worst family vacation stories.
Ooh. My family did not go on a lot of family vacations due to parents not enjoying each other's company from a pretty young age.
Yeah.
But we only went out of the country once. And I think that I don't have many memories, which is scary as a child.
Sure.
So you go first.
Oh, I don't have any memories as a child.
Yeah, they're pretty much gone.
Gone with the wind and the times.
And
your menopause.
Yeah. Worst family vacation.
I have one.
Only one I can think of is we used to go to the shore a lot when I was a kid, with the Jersey Shore.
Right.
And in my mom's minivan, or maybe it was my dad's truck, there was like one of those TVs. Car TVs that would flip down. And me and Noah, my brother, were watching Legally Blonde. And I was probably like 7 or 8 and he was 5 or 6. And she says asshole in it. And so my brother called everybody asshole for the rest of the trip. And he was like 5. And then we weren't allowed to watch Legally Blonde again. And that was just like the worst thing that could have ever happened to me. Because that's one of my favorite movies.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Mine was like while I was in college, like my freshman year.
Oh, really? Is this the one where you just like got in a fight with?
No, that I told the Yosemite story already, so I'm not going to tell the Yosemite story again, where my sister broke my nose.
Mm-hmm.
But we went to Japan.
Oh, whoa! I feel like your family was so active with trips and stuff.
What we did, because my dad was a pilot.
Uh huh.
So we went to Japan. We were in Tokyo, and we were supposed to be there for like Like, my mom and dad were going to leave, and then me and my sister were going to stay there.
Mm-hmm. Alone?
Yeah, and we were going to, because we had plans to do the whole country, but my parents just wanted to do Tokyo and then go home. So they were going to do that, and my sister, because of the time change, woke up at 3:15 in the morning and started blow-drying her hair, and we were in the same hotel room. And so I walk in, I go, shut up. And she goes, no. And so I'm like, there's no way this is real. Like, you're not really doing this.
What was she doing? Why at 3 a.m.?
I don't know.
Maybe she just like had to shower at that time because she was up. And then it's like, once you wet your hair, it's like, what choice does she have?
I sleep with a fan anyway. Yeah. So I was like, it's no big deal. I can deal with the noise. Mm-hmm. But she was leaving the door open because the hair dryer was getting so hot.
Oh.
So it's 3:15 a.m. She's blow drying her hair and there's a light on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
well, you can't expect her to do it in the dark.
3:15 in the morning with a hair dryer. I'm like, I'm jet lagged too. And I'm like, you got to just make yourself go to sleep.
Uh-huh.
You know? So anyways, we got in a fight.
Mm-hmm.
She slams the door, hits me in the face. It's like a big hotel door. And I go, no, this is not happening. Whatever. I forget what happened, but we got in a big fight.
Right.
I was bleeding out of my nose again, or out of my head. The door was really heavy and it hit me in the face.
Uh-huh.
And so my dad wakes up. He's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm going on a walk. I left the hotel room at 4 a.m. I didn't come back till like 11 in the morning.
Like went rogue in Tokyo.
Went on a walk. And Tokyo is so awesome. You can walk around everywhere and get food and stuff. And
I just have no concept of Tokyo.
It's really cool. It's basically a city.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was really awesome. And then I came back and I was like, where's my sister? And they were like, she took a flight home. So that was the worst trip ever.
No way. It
like messed up everybody's flights.
Oh.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage.
Plus, your super light and ultra durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Anywho, Dad.
Wow.
Okay, I got... Well, that was mine to you, actually.
Okay, so. I've got one for you then.
All right.
Oh, these are... Some of these are really, really good.
Yeah.
Okay, who would be your dream podcast guest who's not a crush? I guess that was more specified towards me.
Yeah,
the crush.
You'll answer too.
Who's your dream podcast guest?
Jim Carrey.
Wow, reaching for the stars.
Yeah, I don't think that's
he. You don't think that's the stars? You think that's possible?
Yeah, I really, really think that anything is possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
If Jim Carrey came on the podcast, that would be one I would have to sit out, just due to like Terrified. Because of The Mask. Have you ever seen that movie?
Yeah, that was one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, would not be
Ace
able
Ventura, to. Pet Detective in The Mask.
Yeah. Yeah, would not be able to be in the same room as Jim Carrey.
Oh. Well, who's yours then?
Of The Mask.
I feel like he's one we'd have on and you'd be like, I'm obsessed with him.
I would watch and I would support you.
Yeah.
My dream podcast guest. The thing is, like, I don't want anyone to come on that I'm obsessed with because I know that I wouldn't be able to interact with them in the way that I would want to interact with them in a dream scenario.
Right.
So I feel like my dream podcast guest would be
Harrison Ford.
No, probably like Steve from Love on the Spectrum. Like someone I just like adore platonically.
Yeah.
And just like want to talk, genuinely want to just talk to.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, Steve. He is awesome.
Yeah.
He really is.
So I'm going to go with Steve.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Thanks.
Okay. So Val writes in, is it inappropriate of me to go to a Pitbull concert on 9/11?
Oh, I saw that.
She's already bought her tickets.
Yeah. You know, 9/11's a very loaded day for...
Because it's my birthday.
Yeah, it's her birthday, and it was kind of the onset of a lot of my mental issues.
Weird how that aligned.
I know.
Like,
I don't think it's a coincidence, to be honest. Like, that's kismet.
Val has her Pitbull tickets on 9/11?
I think you can...
I think definitely
I think
go.
You can go. I think you can go and just, I guess, just with social media, et cetera, I would just maybe hold off on posting till the next day. I don't know.
It's a tragedy, but I'm so for being like, this thing happened, being mindful of it, mm-hmm. but just like, it's, you can't let it ruin your Pitbull experience. Like,
I would go and I would just, yeah, I think if it were me, I would just like post the next day. So it doesn't look like you were raving on 9/11.
I mean, I'll be raving on 9/11.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
My birthday.
I know you will.
No,
but
it's on a Sunday. I'll probably just be like panicking.
We should do something for your birthday.
I might be in New York.
Okay. Yeah.
So no, thank you so much. Okay. You're up.
Okay. Do you think trauma is required to be funny?
Oh my God, I love this question. And it's actually part of my stand-up set that I'm writing.
Oh, give it to us.
I don't have it totally written out, but I actually wrote this down the other day. And I was thinking, because it's really hard to be funny just in general.
Yeah.
It's also really hard when you don't have a bit that was given to you by your circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say that's just like privilege. But, like, no one talks about the comedic privilege of, like, getting beaten severely as a child or having your parents just be, like, shitty or having someone die. Or
wait, you're saying you're...
I had a really
you're
good life. What am I
supposed
to
You're underprivileged because of your privilege?
Yeah, comedically.
But you consider yourself funny?
I'd like to think that.
So how are you underprivileged if you're funny? Because you are funny, regardless of your trauma.
Like,
you think you'd be funnier if you had trauma?
If I had a bit I could riff off of. Someone's going to take that out of context and rip me to shreds. It's a joke.
So you do think you can be funny?
Yeah.
Without trauma?
Yeah, I think, but it's a lot. It's more of a gift given to you by God.
But you're funnier with trauma.
Than something that can be learned.
Yeah, no, I think you can be funny without trauma, but I think a lot of people with trauma like use that and come up with really, really good stuff. from it, you know? Yeah. You're just like lacking the bit. Although I will say, like, you know how when people get drunk, they start talking about their childhood drama?
For you, you
like always like pull up a chair next to me and you start talking about your like acid reflux as a kid because like you're reaching so hard. And your GERD, is that the same thing?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, so I've heard a lot about that.
Thanks for bringing up my trauma.
No problem. Yeah, just kind of checking to remind you, you do have something.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. Chewing on my mic today.
Was that a me question?
No, that you asked me that, but I think that's an interesting question because I think that like it is harder for me to write jokes as I don't have a bit. I think a lot of people have, they have the...
I think your bit is
rags to
your
riches
bit. GERD.
Or they have, yeah. I think that's why it's part of my set because I'm going to lean into that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for bringing up that thing. Did your parents almost name you anything else?
Yes.
What is it?
Bobby, B-O-B-B-I, for a girl.
Wow.
I.
Damn, that sucks.
No, I wish that was my name.
No, I'm saying that sucks that you didn't get that name.
I know.
Name.
Don't you think? I really like it.
Bobby would have been cool.
It's original. That's a thing. Like, I wish I had an original name. I like Brooke, but it's not super original. It doesn't translate to other countries. Because, like, when I go abroad, the few times I've been, like, people cannot say my name.
Huh.
Yeah.
What do they say?
Just, like, broke. Or, like, like literally just something, like, so, like, unpleasant to the ears.
Whoa.
It's just so American.
Yeah.
I don't think I look like a Brooke.
I'm trying to think. I don't think I know another Brooke.
Really?
Yeah. So congrats, you claimed in my vision, you look like Brooke.
Yeah.
Because of it being your name as well.
It's not like super common that I'm so upset about it, but I wish it was a little less common. Like I want my kids to have like kind of weird names.
Yeah, but it is important to keep in mind that you are naming not only a baby, you're also naming
an
toddler and you know, 30-year-old.
An elder.
You're naming a 40-year-old
as
well.
I know.
And an old person.
I think Bobby would be cute at any age.
I agree. I think Bobby would not be cute at like 37.
I think it would.
Okay.
Yeah. But if you could change your name, and this was one of my questions, so sorry to hijack, what would you change it to?
I don't have that readily available. I don't think I have that. Probably like something, well, I don't know.
Were there any alternative names your parents had?
Yeah, Austin. I was always born to look like an Austin. A white dude.
Yeah.
That is just my parents' dream.
What if you were a girl?
Of theirs was to be. It was going to be Connor both times.
If you were a girl?
Yeah.
That's cute.
And then it was going to be Austin because I was born in Austin. So clearly I didn't get like my creativity from my parents, which is another trauma piece. Like, where did it come from?
Right. So sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard for me.
To be searching with no answers. I was going to be Ben for a boy.
Oh.
Just so.
That's very Jewish?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just know a lot of Jewish guys named Ben.
Yeah.
So
my cousin's Ben now.
Yeah.
Because we were all going to be bees. Because my bubby.
What happened to Noah?
Well, just like the oldest. Because Ben's the oldest of... him and I'm the oldest, you know.
I can't remember what I was going to follow up with. Oh, my name if it wasn't like if I could choose.
Yeah.
Tiger.
Oh. Really? Okay.
I don't look like a tiger to you?
I guess now that you say it, a little bit. I would just not address you. You'd be like one of my friend's parents who I just never address. You know?
Yeah.
I think I would like just go with Bobby. Like I
okay. Yeah. Cool, yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
It's planted a seed.
Yeah.
I think you're up technically, but because you hijacked it, I think I'm going to just take
that's
it.
That's fine.
Do you have any thoughts on sorority rush, particularly in the South?
No, just because I never ever participated and never wanted to participate. So I just scroll past. Like I'm not even on that side of TikTok.
Yeah.
That's Bama Rush or whatever because I just don't engage.
Right.
Just like never been.
You don't
a part
have any
of-
thoughts from the outside? Looking in?
I haven't looked in. Like, I barely know what it is.
Yeah.
Truly. Like, it's just kind of like a foreign concept to me. Because my school didn't... It had Greek life, but it was, like, very, like, loosely affiliated with the school. And, like, people just, like, didn't really do it.
It was, like, club?
Kinda. Huh. It just, like, didn't really exist.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's a foreign concept to me.
Yeah.
But Greek life was foreign to me in general when I went to college. I remember in high school, all my friends were like, we're not doing that. That's so losery. Uh-huh. And then freshman year, immediately we all did it.
You did it?
Yeah, I did it first.
Whoa.
Because I had no friends.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, all right, I'm going to do it. But
did you stay in it all 4 years?
No.
No.
I dropped like almost immediately. But sorority stuff, uh-huh. I was always like, damn, this sucks. They can't drink. So they're out like raw dogging meeting people. And
they can't drink?
No. And they're like,
but they do, right?
No. Well, a lot of them, like, that is like their life or death, really, to get into these things. So, like, a lot of them take it very seriously.
If they drank.
Yeah. I know girls that were like blacklisted for the most random stuff from everybody.
Sorority girls drink.
Yeah, but like, not. No. Like, not in the houses. Like, they can go to parties, you know, but they can't be.
Okay. Interesting. I didn't know that.
I mean, I'm not speaking for everybody, but like,
with a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop, because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, travel, dining, and more. Your favorite stores like Lenovo and Wine.com pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers. And Rakuten shares the commission with its members. And that could be you. Cashback is deposited directly into your PayPal account. Or, if you prefer, Rakuten can send you a check. The choice is yours. You can even maximize your savings by stacking cashback on top of other deals, like store sales and coupons. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? Membership is free and it's easy to sign up. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cashback really adds up.
But it just seems, the reason I think that it would be fun to rush a sorority like is because I'm manipulative.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm easy. I'm good at making people think that they like me.
Yes.
So that is one of my skills.
Yeah, that is making sense to me. Does it make sense to you that I was not a part of that?
Well, you didn't have it at your school. How do
you
know?
But it did, like, it existed a bit. But, like, I think if I mean, I guess I can't speak to it, but, like, I think if I had gone to a school where it was popular, I wouldn't have done it. But I guess
It's hard to say.
It's hard to say, yeah.
Well, you're up.
Okay. Oh, we did this the other day. What is our favorite things about each other?
Nice, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Go on. Oh, do I have to answer?
I can go first if you want.
Okay.
My favorite thing about you is that...
This is just so... I hate shit like this.
Okay.
It makes me so... I hate any affection thing, but I'm going to power through. Go on.
We can totally skip it.
No. I'm gonna power through.
I think
through.
It's valuable.
Okay, then let's do it.
Well, now you're making
just
me
like
feel...
A public
now I feel, now you're
like
making me feel weird about
being
it.
Being like...
I ahead. Think it's refreshing for...
Okay.
But we can skip it because now you're making me feel weird about it.
Don't, because I'm sweating so much now that we've paused. It's so much to linger on this. And it's on my
Do you
want to
go first then and get it
sure.
over with?
I like your teacher spirit, which I don't really know how to explain what that is, but it's understanding. Like, if I pissed myself in front of you,
uh-huh.
I like wouldn't be embarrassed, you know, because you're like, you're human.
That's,
you know?
That's a nice thing to say to someone. Thank you. That's really nice.
And I have shit my pants actually in front of you.
Yeah.
And you're like, let's just get you home. I was sober.
Sweet, Connor. Thank you.
Thanks for being there.
No problem. Anytime. My favorite thing about you is that you make everybody you're talking to seem like the most special person in the world.
That is why I think I could get it through the sorority rush.
Yeah. And you did. And I know you could.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That means a lot.
Anytime.
You know what's funny is I have...
Breeze through that. That was so painless.
That was so painless.
So painless.
I have my goosies now.
Mm-hmm.
My hair is sticking up on my leg. Okay. How about... bouncing off of that
one,
and then we'll go to something that is unrelated.
Okay.
First impressions of each other.
I like that.
Fun. Yeah.
Again, my first impression of you was like just like about the way you can speak. I was just like, I've never heard anybody that can talk so much and like so much and so well. Like everything that was coming out of your mouth, I was like, okay. That's like a lot of stuff that's coming out of your mouth.
You actually, I picked them up from the air. Hurt you and Kat from the airport.
Oh, And when
that's
I met
like
you in person.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was thinking about when I met you like over Zoom and or
oh,
FaceTime.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was just like amazed by the way you could speak and just like hold a conversation.
Yeah.
Because I had just never seen anybody like that in my life.
Thank
in
you.
In a very good way.
That will roll really well into it. A follow-up question,
and then,
too.
And the first, when I first met you, it was your legs that really took me by surprise.
Yeah.
Just like, Connor has the best legs. That's my favorite thing about you, actually. Just like so like lean and like toned. Nice. Like, I don't know. And you weren't wearing shoes when you came to pick me up from the airport. And that I was like, that makes so much sense.
I hate wearing shoes.
Yeah.
Well, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't speak a single word when I picked you up from the airport.
Really?
For the first time. Nope. Kat was in the front seat. You were in the back seat.
I remember because our friend Kat, Connor, me and Kat went to visit Connor, and I was like, Kat, you have to sit in the front seat because I don't want to sit next to Connor because I'm scared.
Didn't speak a word.
Yeah, I did.
No, like here and there, but like Kat fully like totally normal. You were kind of like, and I was like, oh shit, is Brooke going to be like a freak? Because I didn't meet you in person until right then, and then it was okay. But I was...
How long did that last? That's making...
Until we got home, but we were only 20 minutes from the airport.
Oh, okay.
But I was like,
I don't like car rides.
Yeah.
Yeah, car rides make me feel sick.
But then we unloaded the stuff and I immediately think I got you guys drunk.
Yeah, I was fine.
Pretty quick. So that was that. So I think you're up now.
Oh, okay.
I like this style because I get a second to like...
My questions. Oh, here they are.
Shoot.
Oh, there. That's scary. I thought they deleted. They deleted. Okay. This is...
Nothing. I just saw.
This is a good one. It was asking me, have you ever ethically/unethically clout chased, or is that just a Connor thing?
Yeah.
That was a question for me.
Oh, answer.
Like, I'm asking you. Because I feel like if that had ever happened, it would have been near you. I don't think so. Because I think, by definition, clout chasing is you're using them for content.
Yeah,
kind of, right?
Should I go to this event so I can take a picture of this person and post it?
The people that I definitely freak out about people and get really excited to see them, but because like I'm genuinely a fan and I don't need a picture. I don't need a picture. Yeah. I would like one just to be like, but I don't need to post it.
Right.
Yeah. So I would say no.
I'm trying to think and I don't think
I don't think I do that. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good for you. How did you guys come up with the name of the podcast?
I wish we had
really tough to explain.
I wish we had the list of all the other names because we were together and just like going back and forth.
How in the world did Brooke and Connor come up with the name Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast?
I think it was we were trying to think of like, we were like, okay, what if we did like a movie or a book that's well known and just like played around with that name and our names. And then I literally thought of just like a movie that already had people's names in it.
Yeah.
Zach and Miri Make a Porno. And then I was like, okay, what if it's Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast? And then that was it.
Yeah.
And then
that was funny. I think it's really funny because we're not like, pardon my take or like, with all due respect, it's like all these
that
things.
That was going to be it. Me and Connor, way before Brooke and Connor made a podcast, were like, we should do a podcast. And we like Zoomed and recorded it. And we were like, we'll call this With All Due Respect.
And it was trash.
It was
I hope
so
that never
fucking
sees
bad.
The light
I think
day.
I still have it on my computer, which is so scary.
I think you're up.
Okay. Ooh, this is kind of like tea.
Okay, go for it.
But I don't think you're going to answer. A celebrity you met that... Oh, no, this is not tea. This is reverse tea. A celebrity you met who you thought was going to be not great, but was actually so nice.
Do I have an answer for this?
I don't know. I feel like you typically have high expectations of everyone. Not high expectations.
No, I mean,
like,
I could answer this question about influencers.
Yes, do it.
But I don't want to because that means that I was expecting them to suck.
I don't think you're, let me reframe. You weren't expecting them to suck, but just like they exceeded your expectations.
I still don't want to say because it
really?
Just like kind of puts it in a light of me. There have been several TikTokers I've met that seem like giant douchebags online, and then you meet them and you're like, wow, I could actually like invite you to my wedding.
Really?
Really good dudes.
I think you can just say it.
No. You can context clues. People can figure it out. But as far as celebrities, I don't think so. Ashton Kutcher was a bummer kind of, but I can't think of like
blame him.
Yeah. I can't think of anyone. No, I don't have really any celebs that I didn't. I also like people. Someone said like, can Connor stop talking about Will Ferrell so much? So shut up. But Amy Poehler obviously was like a blast. Like that was on no expectations for that, and that was blew it out of the water. What about you? Anybody that
I think every celebrity I've met, I've been like, they're just like, it's crazy that they're actually people and they're so nice.
Okay. Yeah. No, I agree.
I think everyone's, I don't think I've had a bad experience yet.
No, I
have. I
haven't had like a horrible experience. I would say that Ashton Kutcher was the one.
The worst. I don't think, well, I don't go up to people.
Yeah.
Unless I'm already like such a huge fan. And I think they've all been really great.
All right. What would you do in a zombie apocalypse?
Just like immediately surrender. Like Hunger Games, you know how when you like rise up and you're about to like jump off the platform to swim to the cornucopia?
Yeah.
And then it blows up if you jump off early? I'm jumping off early.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like take me out. I don't have the energy to fight.
I'm a hider.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I'm also, like I said, I think I could maybe befriend them. What is that called? Crohn's disease? Prisoner's disease?
Stockholm Syndrome.
That's what I'd be really good at that. I honestly think I could convince the zombies, hey man, I'm quick. I can go get...
That's not even what Stockholm Syndrome is, though. Stockholm Syndrome is it when you're abducted and you fall in love with your kidnapper. So I'm actually not sure at all what you're referring to. That could possibly be related to Crohn's disease.
The Stanford experiment.
No.
Huh. I think I could befriend the zombies.
Okay.
As long as they're reasonable, you know. I'm not talking, I don't know. I think that we could figure out a way to work together. I'm pretty quick. I'll go convince that guy to come over here so you don't have to.
You're overestimating the zombies.
Their ability to reason?
Yeah, they're just like totally like out for blood and only. Like they have no interest in being your friend.
That changes things. Then I'm going to hide, I guess. I've always been a good hider.
I'll be long gone.
RIP.
Yeah.
Can I eat your body?
Yeah, permission granted.
Thanks. I'm 100% cannibal. That is an Army Hammer quote. And we'll be moving on. What was your next? I have another one.
Okay.
I have a follow-up.
Okay.
And then you find one and get ready to go.
Okay.
If you had 45 minutes left to live, what would you do?
Take a nap.
Yeah, I would do. I think I would pace around.
Like, I'm not enjoying those 45 minutes.
I would pace around and bite my fingernails.
I would, like, watch a show and just be like, and soak it all up and knit and just, like, do what I love and makes me comfortable. And I make myself comfortable.
I would not, like, everyone be like, I'd call my parents. I would not call my parents because my dad would be like, did you figure out your health insurance?
Yeah.
I'd be like, no.
That's not how you want to spend your last 45.
Don't you know I have 45 minutes left? Connor, I told you really need an accountant. And then I'd die right there.
Yeah.
Die full of stress. All right, you're up.
What's your favorite thing you own?
Oh. Oh, mama. I'm a really nostalgic object person. I've always said, like, I think I'd be a really good minimalist if I wasn't a hoarder. So I, like, attribute a bunch of memories and stuff to certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, I've been getting over that, which is good. But most important thing that I own, this is going to catch a lot of people off.
Really?
Guard. Yeah.
Go for it.
This is going to make a lot of people very scared.
Okay.
I think that this is my favorite thing. My sister got a seal, like a snow seal, like a white seal, stuffed seal, life size, for Christmas one year, and she was too young, so I stole it. And
life size?
Yeah, it's like big, and it is like.
I guess
those,
I was thinking like our size, but I guess that's not.
Well, that's
seal
a sea
size.
Lion.
Yeah,
you know, I'm telling you, like one of those fluffy white ones. I got it, and I stole it from her. She was too young. Yeah, it looked exactly
it's
like that.
So cute.
Yeah, and I still have it. And
at home?
I genuine, like when it falls in between my bed when I'm at home visiting, it's still on my bed. Like my mom still has it on my bed. And that room isn't even my room anymore.
Don't you bring it here to California?
I don't trust myself because I lose stuff.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage.
Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't you want to be with, is it a boy or a girl?
It's called Sealy.
Don't you want to be with Sealy?
The brain was really working when I named that.
Don't you want to be with Sealy?
No, because I know he's safe at home. My mom would never dare. My mom would throw away photos of like my first birthday because she likes to keep things really clean. She's like neurotic. That word came up a lot. So it kind of looked, that one looks like a cheap knockoff of Sealy. Sealy is like a really nice version, looks real. Like if you saw it outside, you'd be like, what the fuck?
Is Sealy like worn at all?
Is that Seal doing out here? Yes. So Sealy has long plastic whiskers, and I've chewed off almost 75% of them. And so that is, at some point I'll get Sealy restored.
There is restoration for that kind of stuff. I know, but I'm on that side of TikTok.
I have like a chew on it still.
Yeah. I have that, a girl?
No. It's non-binary. they're non-binary.
Yeah, okay.
They like, Sealy has never had a gender to me ever.
Whoa.
And I attribute these human factors as an adult to Sealy.
Totally.
Which is great. It's not like I cuddle with Sealy. I'm just like,
my
Sealy like, has his part of the, they're part of the bed.
My obsessive energy growing up was channeled into stuffed animals.
Yeah, I understand that.
Like, I must have had like 400 stuffed animals. I had a hammock in my room that was just piled
rich
with stuffed animals. Not even rich, just like they
like
can't sit on the
room.
Floor anymore.
What, did you live in a rainforest cafe?
No, I lived in Pennsylvania in like kind of like farmland.
Totally.
Yeah.
Speaking of rainforest cafe, we had this phone call so long ago, but you know, I collected frogs, like every kind
of
frog.
Me too, in the garage, and then they died.
Oh, no, not living.
I collected living frogs.
I had living frogs for 6 years of my life, two of them.
They were just in my backyard in farm country, Pennsylvania, and so I had a terrarium that I would just plop them in,
food
no
or water?
No food, no water, and like, they died, and that's when I learned.
Weird.
That's so, so random.
Yeah.
That's when I learned, my mom sat me down and was like, if you love something, you must let it go. If you love these frogs, you need to let them go.
I need to get, I'm going to text my mom after this and have her send a photo of these frogs that I said, bitch, if you touch these frogs, I will end your life.
Yeah.
And they're
stuffed frogs?
They're in the attic. It's genuinely a fire hazard, like, because my parents are in Texas and it's 115 degrees in our attic, and they take up a section of the attic. I had frog wallpaper. We had a muralist come in and do a mural in my room of
okay, and you're
frogs.
Making fun of me for the hammock?
Not a legit mural. It wasn't a good painting.
You said mural.
It was a mural. Floor to ceiling. It was all frog. I had frog bedding. I had frog lights. I had frog rocks at the Detroit airport, Denver airport or Detroit. They have a store that just sells rocks and someone carves these little rocks.
Yeah.
I brought some. I have paperweights. I have two in my house now that I brought back. Mm-hmm. Frog and toad books.
Yeah.
I had the stuffed things. It is just incredible. Mm-hmm. I'm still pretty obsessed with it.
I love frogs.
I had those fat ones too. Those fat frogs.
Real. My parents never let me get real frogs.
Yeah.
Because of what had happened in the garage.
Yeah.
But like, they didn't give me the opportunity to do better.
Well, they should have had you.
I did the best I could with what I had.
You did the.
I was young. I was like six.
I know that smelled crazy.
I don't actually remember the specifics. Just that if you love something, you have to let it go. My prized possession, I probably would give you three.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot what.
No worries.
That was a good combo. Yeah. We had. Yeah. Okay, give me three. Hurry, 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 hurry. Think top of your head.
I have them. I already know them.
My bad.
Yeah. My phone is like the, in terms of like, that's the most like useful thing that I spend every day on, and objectively couldn't really live without that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, just, I got a new phone and, you know, I'm really obsessed with the way it fits in my hand. And my phone case, by the way, is a frog that says I'm going insane. Anybody want anything?
Nice.
So my phone and phone case wrapped into one. That's one. Two would be hodgepodge. Hodgepodge is my stuffed dog.
Oh, I was like the crafting material?
No, hodgepodge is my stuffed dog that I sleep with every night.
I know.
I've had him since I was, do you know him? You know hodgepodge?
Yeah, I've seen him.
Yeah, I've had him since I was like five. He's pretty worn down, but I wouldn't want to take him to one of those restoration ladies because it's just who he is. Yeah, it's just who he is. And then my third would be one of my knitting sweaters.
Okay.
Like if my house was on fire, I would pick, I don't know which one I would pick, but it would definitely be one of them. I think maybe the Harry Styles house.
I think if my house was burnt on fire, I think I would go down with the ship because I'd be trying to figure out what I should take.
Uh-huh.
Did I tell you the other day?
That's why you got to plan it out.
Yeah, I need to think about that when I get home. I had a dream that I was panicking. My house was on fire. I could hear someone yelling, get out, get out, get out. I can't find it. I can't find what, but I'm searching. I'm looking for it, looking for it. And then I find it. You want to know what in my dream I was panicking about finding and taking out of my house?
Can I guess? Or sure. Will I not get it?
You can try to guess.
Was it the, what was that thing that you made us eat, me and Matt eat on here? Squid ink? Was it the squid ink? Is it a food? Is it a stuffed animal?
It was my TI-84 calculator for some reason. Maybe because I failed calculus twice in college and had to switch my major. So that's why I felt the need to really take
total,
that with
like,
me.
That's a total like stress dream.
But bizarre. Like,
yeah.
Who's writing this shit? Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah, it is brilliant.
That is a plot.
It's crazy what our minds are capable of that we don't have access to.
Who's doing that?
I know.
Can I borrow him for a second to help me with my stand-up?
If I could touch base with my unconscious mind. I have so many things I want to ask.
All I know is fine dining and breathing. The name. We need the name.
What is that?
SpongeBob.
Oh my God. I completely forgot about that
episode.
Somebody asked me what our favorite SpongeBob episodes were.
Oh, what's yours?
I mean, it's so lame.
Okay.
It's Hash Slinging Slasher. That ties into the Halloween. Like, I love spooky things.
Yeah.
That is just like all time favorite. I mean, I think the second favorite, also lame, is when Squidward gets his hands on a Krabby Patty.
That's a good one.
It's so good.
That's a really good one. My top three, probably. Mm-hmm. Nematodes.
Mm-hmm.
Jellyfish Jam.
I was going to say Jellyfish Jam.
And that one where Sandy goes absolutely buck wild and do it because she needed to get all her stuff in before she hibernated.
Hibernating. Yeah, the hibernation episode is really good.
And I also like when Squidward goes off to the retirement home.
I love when Squidward goes to the retirement home.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Also, I like when...
I also like Panty Raid.
Panty Raid's good. I also like when Sandy... I forget. I think Sandy's hibernating. She turned into like... No, I'm Dirty Dan.
Yeah, Dirty Dan.
Yeah. SpongeBob's in there and he's like... Sandy,
we should.
I need a watch, a wallet, water.
We should react to an episode of SpongeBob for bonus content.
Totally.
One day.
Okay. Is it my turn?
Yeah. Sorry. Do like one more, and then we can break into a part two.
Okay. I have one right now. What's one thing that you thought you'd grow out of, but you haven't?
Like my entire personality.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you?
Peeing sitting down.
You pee sitting down?
Sometimes. It makes sense.
I used to pee standing up for a really long time when I was little.
I think that the world would be just like in general. I think it would solve a ton of issues if
everyone
just peed sitting down.
Yeah.
Who started
peeing standing up as a guy?
It's easy. I mean, like, I get it. If I just am like going to a urinal, I prefer peeing in a urinal if I'm in public.
Uh-huh.
In my house, sitting down and being on my phone in the restroom is pretty much... Top thing I could be doing.
I wonder why it's so normalized to pee standing up.
I think I prefer peeing standing up in public, but
because it's normalized,
I would sit down to pee.
Because you'd be judged for peeing sitting down in public.
Yeah, I could write a thesis statement on peeing sitting down.
I encourage you to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's my answer. Do you want to do one more and then
I can do one.
Okay, do one more and then we'll take a break. And reminder, we're going into a part two of the mailbag for next week as well. So If you liked this one, you're in so much luck for next week.
Good point.
Are you ready?
I'm going to, yeah, this will be a good one to end on.
Okay.
This is kind of phrased weird, but if I could have, no, one part of each other's bodies, you would switch with your own. So like, what part of your body would I want on my body? And what part of my body would you want on your body? Your legs.
You're going with my legs? Mm-hmm. I could have sworn you were going to say penis.
No, actually, I wasn't at all.
Interesting.
Yeah, legs.
Let me think. Probably, I want your eyebrows because I want to experience what it's like to have eyebrows.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I'd probably say eyebrows.
Okay.
I'm so jealous of people with like these.
I wish I had
very
less,
strong.
Less eyebrows.
Like dark features on your face.
Yeah, I've got those. I wish
so
I had less
jealous.
Of them.
It's awesome.
I would actually counter the legs. It would be legs, but then second to legs, it would be like your like skin.
Like inability to grow
yeah,
any hair at
like
all.
Your hair, but also just like the general smoothness because like you just have good skin.
It's just crazy that I don't grow hair. I got reamed on Instagram because of my armpits.
Right, because you like I had to start shaving my armpits in third grade.
I could not wait to just have
right.
hair on my
I know,
armpits.
I know.
To like shave my body, and I just wasn't granted the opportunity by Lucinda.
I wish there was a procedure for us.
Yeah.
That we could hair transplant, but onto each other.
What is that called?
Hair transplant. Hair transfusion.
Maybe we could osmosis.
Yeah. We see. Yeah. Okay. Well.
All right. I think we wrap up after that.
That was a blast.
That was fun. It flew by.
Yeah. And if you have any more questions that you want us to answer in later episodes, you could email them to dearbnc@gmail.com.
That's dearbandc.
BANDC@gmail.com. And we could totally answer, add them to our lists and answer them. But as for now, we'll see you in part two next week.
That's our show.
Kisses.
Smooches.
Smooches.
See you.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.